Good afternoon, this is German Vivas, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care and a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare benefits and what's new for the new year?
Sure. Anything help?
Anything to help, not a problem. And now, of course, in order to begin, can you please confirm your zip code?
27320.
320, okay. And now, are we in the county of Caswell, Guilford, or Rockingham?
Rockingham.
Rockingham County. All right. So let's see here for you. Perfect. Okay. And now, of course, before we begin, Medicare requires I let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent two organizations which offer 28 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program for all of your options. And now, for Medicare compliance purposes, just in case we do get disconnected, do I have your permission to give you a call back at the number 336-340-0252?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Okay. And now, the next question I have here for you, do you make your own healthcare decisions, or does a family member or maybe a social worker help?
My sister helps me with certain things. She was better schooled than I was. I like to play hooky.
Hey, yeah. Me and you both, sister. Me and you both.
No, I didn't go too much for the learning. She did. She proves it to me every time she takes me to a doctor. You should have learned your teacher. And I says, crap.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because I always asked her, I says, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? What does this mean? You know, is it going to cost me more or less or what? You know, she's, you know, very up to date with all the aspects of money.
Gotcha.
I says, well, that's good because I don't have any.
No problem. No problem. I'm going to see what I can do to help you out. And I still got this next question here for you. And now this might be a redundant question, but I do have to ask this anyways. Are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you?
My son lives with me and my oldest son, and he's a regular pain in my butt. But, you know, he thinks he knows more. He works, you know. I don't.
Yeah.
I haven't worked in a long time.
Okay.
But, like I say, I'm 67 and he's 37, so
okay.
I'm 30 years older than he is.
I get you. I get
and I let
you.
Him know it all the time.
Hey.
I said, look,
hey.
I've been around a lot longer than you have, buddy.
Exactly. I've lived longer than you, man. Times two. So that's like sure.
Yeah,
right
really.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, and he thinks that I'm crazy. Well, I am. But the thing about it is, you know, the older you get, the crazier you get, especially if you live in a loud neighborhood like I do.
Yeah.
I live on the outskirts of town. I mean, town is like, I don't know, 5 minutes from my house. There's a lot of traffic, you know. From out of town to in town. And, I used to walk downtown whenever I was better, I should say newer to the county. Within the last 5 years, I've lived here for 5 years and I live in Reedsville. And I live on the outskirts of town. And there is a, right up the street from me, there is a war memorial for the veterans, for down here in Reedsville. My husband was a veteran. My oldest brother was a veteran. So, you know, that kind of runs in my blood, you know.
And let me ask you for that one, for your husband. Now, for your husband, are you receiving his veterans VA?
I'm receiving something. I'm not exactly sure whether it's veterans or anything.
Gotcha.
Like I say, I am 67 years old and you know, I don't get a whole lot of benefits. I mean, I do get some of his, but, as far as money, I am under the bus or, you know, whatever.
So let's check and see what I could do here on this one here. So let me see what I can do to help you out. And now right over here. So the next step that we have here for you. Now, that's going to be your verification of your Part A and B. Do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today?
I have a number. I don't have the card. I just have the number.
Okay. Got you. And what is the number?
I lost it somewhere down the line.
Got you. Okay.
You ready for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It's 1, A as in Apple, 89. M as in Matthew, 40. T as in Tom, A as in Apple, 27.
27. Okay. And you did that by memory?
No, I have it on a little piece of paper in my wallet.
I was going to say, that's
impressive. I don't do anything from memory.
I was going to say, that's impressive. I was going to say, that was impressive. Okay. So we got you here. There it is. Ms. Dolores, correct?
Yeah, that's me.
All right, Ms. Dolores. And can you please confirm your date of birth, Ms. Dolores?
10/31/58. I've been around for a while.
That is correct right here, too. Right.
I was born on Halloween.
Halloween.
I used to scare everybody. I even scared my mother.
You got to. So let me see here. And perfect. All right. And now we're still residing at the address of 905 North Scale Street, Readyville, North Carolina.
Awesome. Yep, that's me.
Awesome. All right, perfect. So
most of my family live around Greensboro, North Carolina, and there's another one that lives kind of way out, and I can't remember what her town is.
Okay.
But
so here, there it is. Okay, and you got Medicaid too, correct?
Medicaid, Medicare, and United Healthcare.
Got you. Okay. So now I do have a disclaimer here for you, and now of course, before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you, this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current and future coverage unless you choose to enroll in a plan today. Talking to me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment will allow me to discuss the Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Dolores?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay, so I know we have Medicaid, so we want to match that up, but I do want to ask you here now, when you do see the doctors, you see them frequently or maybe one time a year?
I don't go to the doctor very often. I kind of stay away from them. There's too many germs in there.
I get you. Okay. So
I'm kind of free to catching germs. And that's why, you know, I tell my son, I said, you need to go have a shot this year. And he says, why? He says, because I don't want to catch anything from you. He goes in all kinds of different people's houses all the time. And, he works on different things in people's houses. So I says, no, I just don't want you to bring back no germs to me. You know, son, you can pick them up anywhere and pass them on, you know?
Exactly.
And I says, I'm elderly, and I don't need any extra germs. So
Exactly. So no
problem. See, I make him, whenever he comes in the door, I make him wash his hands.
Good.
And he says, why? And I says, because I don't want nobody else's germs, not even yours.
Exactly. So
he goes in a lot of elderly people's houses. You know, he does things for people who can't afford it, as in have their kitchens redone or their whole house redone, or you know, he's into this redoing thing. And I told him, I said, that's fine. But you ain't going to redo me. I says, I'm going to be the same from now till eternity. And whenever that ends, I says, you know, you can kiss my butt and I'll go on. But, you know, he aggravates the crap out of me all the time. He's 37, you know.
Of course.
I'm 67. And he says, God, you're getting old. And I says, thank you. I've earned every one of those. He just, you know, he says, Mom, you're getting too old. And I says, thank you. But I says, I'm not going anywhere right yet.
Absolutely.
I says, I'll try to let you know, but I can't guarantee it.
Absolutely. So no problem.
But, you know, he always wanted to kick me out of the house early. You know, he says, don't you want to go live in a place where they take care of people? And I says, no. This is my home. I said, I bought this home for me. I didn't buy it for you. I bought it for me.
Absolutely.
And he tries to come in here and change everything, see. We have a fireplace. And the last couple of days, he's been keeping the fireplace pretty hot, you know, and so it stays warm here in the house. But last night, he didn't put a fire in the house. And I said, son of a bitch, I'm up for Easter night. So I just have to, you know, wrap up a couple times in a blanket, you know.
Yeah. But no problem. So let me make sure right here, because I'm right over here. I got to make sure everything's still set here for you. So let me see here. Hold on. Give me 1 second. There it is.
Okay. No problem.
And now, right over here for you, right over here, Dolores, is going to be your doctors. Now, do you only see one doctor or two doctors, maybe three?
I try to not see any doctors. I hate going to the doctor.
Absolutely.
They give me shots all the time, and I can't stand it.
Got you.
It hurts for a long time.
Got you. And what
I don't even know what the doctor's saying. I have United Healthcare, and I have Medicaid and Medicare.
Okay. So just to make sure here, because I do see a list here now, of course, do I have your permission to go over this list with you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So right over here for you. So I do have here Dr. Jace Cook. Are you still saying Dr. Cook?
I don't see a doctor at all right now.
Right now.
I stay away from the doctor's office because that's where you find germs.
Got you. Okay.
I don't like going to the doctor. They always want to give me a shot. And I said, I don't want your shot. Give it to yourself. You know, it make me feel better.
Absolutely. Got you. And now let's try for your medications here. Now, I do see a list of your medications here. Now, of course, do I have your permission to go over this list with you, ma'am?
Sure.
Mine
are all over the counter.
Got you. So let's see here. So I have Buspidone. Capsule, 3 milligrams, 3 times a day. Are we still taking the Buspidone?
No.
No. Got you. Not taking it. Okay. And what about the ciproflaxin right there? That's the 500 milligrams. Are we still taking that as well?
That I don't know. What's it for?
Got you. So right over here. So
I don't take a bottle. Most of mine are over the counter.
Most of them are over the counter. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So let's see here. That one is for it's an antibiotic. So sinus infection, pneumonia.
No, not that I remember.
Right.
Like I say, I take enough painkillers to kill anything. So.
And what about lidocaine? Do you still take lidocaine, the patch?
No, I don't use it.
No lidocaine. Okay. And vitamin D?
I don't smoke.
57 units?
Ain't that what it's for, smoking? I don't smoke.
Got you. So let me see here.
I haven't smoked in months.
Got you. Okay. So that makes sense. Right there. So let's see here. So that blocks your nerves, signals, and pain. Okay. Perfect. And now what about now you have vitamin D, correct?
I do have vitamin D. I have to take that once a week.
Once a week. Okay. So we have that vitamin D and that Buspidone for prescriptions. Is that all correct?
Yeah. As far as I know, that's the only one I remember is the vitamin D, and I have to take that once a week.
Once a week, okay. And now when you pick up those medications, you pick them up at a CVS, the Walgreens, the Walmart?
I think I go to Walmart, but I wouldn't be for sure. My sister takes me. I think they're through Walmart, because that's
through
where
Walmart.
My bank is, and that's where, you know, I go get groceries.
Absolutely, I see. I understand. Okay. So
I like one of them all-in-one things, you know?
Exactly.
You only make a one-stop shop, you know?
Exactly.
You get everything you need.
Oh, yes. I can understand that.
And my bank is there, too. So.
And your bank is there. Okay. So let's here.
I like that one-stop shop, you know? Yeah.
Of course.
Get everything here. I don't have to go in and out and in and out and in and out of, you know, because there's germs everywhere, you know? And a lot of times I wear a mask. because I don't want everybody else's germs. But, you know, my son, he always makes fun of me. He says, "Guy," he says, "you look like a nurse going into a doctor's office." And I said, "Well, that's a good place to wear a damn mask, let me tell you." I said, "You never know what you can run into, son. Germs are, you know, they can be good for you, but then again, they can be bad for you. So,
exactly.
You know, there's good germs and bad germs." And I said, "I don't want the bad germs.
Exactly.
You can keep all them yourself. I don't want them." But, you know, he works in a lot of rich people's houses in Greensboro.
Okay.
He works for a company. They put in specialty stuff in their homes.
Okay.
For elderly people or rich people, or, you know, that's usually the biggest one. Rich people, you know.
Rich people. I get you.
Yeah. I mean, they have everything, you know. They have these home securities and everything. And if you open up a door the wrong way, it'll sets the alarm off. I said, "No, I don't need that shit. I'd be jumping out of my skin. Oh, here comes the police." No, I don't need to be caught for breaking into my own home. No.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me see here. Now let's look at your benefits and let's see what we can do with that. Let's see here and here. Okay. So there is one here that's offering you quite a lot, mainly on your dental. And now for your dental services, they are offering you $4,000 maximum plan benefits for diagnostic, preventative, and comprehensive benefits for your dental. And there is...
I don't have teeth.
Okay. No teeth. Got you. And let's see here. Let's
I don't
check
have
on
teeth.
Your check
I
on
gum
your
everything.
And we got your vision here. So they have your vision also at $350 every year. So right over there. So if you do need some eye glasses...
I could probably use that, but I've got
there.
A pair of glasses, and they're over the counter, so, you know, they only cost me like $1.
Yeah, no way.
But it makes little bitty tiny writing big enough where I can see it.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's sort of like magnifying glasses.
Oh, yeah. And now right over here, I do see here, it does offer you a healthy option allowance of $195 monthly on a prepaid spending card there for you. And it's eligible for utilities, groceries, rent, and more on that one there.
I don't have rent. My house is paid for.
Nice. Okay, so right there. So it does give you that $195 monthly allowance there, and that does roll over. So pretty much right there,
that's
if you
good.
Don't use it, you don't lose it right there. And that does
that's good.
Humana as well. So it does go through Humana and everything, including your Medicaid.
I don't have Humana. I have United Healthcare.
Yeah, United. Okay. So luckily,
what
I'm seeing from there, the highest I'm seeing right now from what I see is definitely Humana, $195 there. Right there.
Well,
it is a PPO plan.
I don't know
as well.
What it is. They got my insurance just mixed up. They put me on a high price plan, and I don't like high prices.
Exactly.
I don't have the money to cover it most of the time. No, my sister brought it up last week when we were talking about it, and she says, "Do you know you got Humana?" And I says, "No, I don't. I got United Healthcare." She says, "Well, it says here you got Humana." I says, "I don't give a damn. I have United Healthcare. I have a United Healthcare card, and it's in my wallet." And I says, "I can show it to you right now, and you can get the number, and you can call them, and they'll say, yes, yeah, she's enrolled in United Healthcare." Now, this Humana thing, I don't know where in the hell they come up with that, but apparently they signed me up for Humana. I just didn't. I keep on throwing a damn card out because I don't have Humana. You know,
okay.
United is my place to be. Humana is more money. That's all they want is more money for your same insurance. You get with a different company. And I said, "Look, I'm not rich."
Mm-hmm.
He says, "It doesn't matter." And I says, "Yes, it does. If you're not rich, you don't need Humana. You know, United Healthcare is just as good, and it doesn't matter whether you're rich, poor, or, you know."
Gotcha.
I says, they are my kind of company. And she says,
oh,
well,
yeah, I get
it. Says you
I
have
get.
United. I says, I don't want to argue about it. I says, I have United.
Got you. Okay. And are you open to looking through Humana?
No. I'm not looking forward to it.
I'm not looking forward to it.
I have a feeling they charge more.
Got you. I mean, you also do have Medicaid, so that's why I'm looking at it here.
Well, see, I have Medicaid, Medicare, and United Healthcare.
Got you. Okay.
That's the three, things. They're all stuck together.
Yeah, I was going to say, because even with the Humana, it still has you at zero for everything. So co-pays for your doctor,
yeah,
your primary care, all that. Even with Humana, it still has you at zero.
I don't care. I can... they can say whatever they want to, but, you know, I stick with what sells for me, because that's the only card I have is United Healthcare.
Okay.
As far as health-wise goes. I have I think I have a Medicaid card, but I'm, you know, that's old as Methuselah, because I've been with Medicare for a long, long time. I've got a sickness.
I got
a half a lung missing.
Half a lung missing, okay. Got
half
you.
Half a lung missing, yeah.
Okay, got you. Because I was going to say, it's still the same benefits, but just only going to give you that healthy option allowance. So that does go through Humana. Is that okay for you?
I don't care. they don't send me a card, but, you know, they say that they're on my side, and I said, I don't give a damn. I said, I have a United Healthcare card, and I said, that's who I go through. But,
okay.
You know, if they want to say they're on my team, that's fine. You know, just don't take no money.
I get you. Okay. So, no problem. So, if we're on with United, and you have United right now, okay, then you're in good hands. You should be all good to go then.
Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah,
that's
you're
the first time I've heard anybody say, you're good to go.
Yeah, you're good to go.
You can be
everything
on your way. I said, okay, that's fine, you know. But, no, there is a lot of things that I still need to get. But, you know, I don't ride the bus, and I only go out of my house whenever somebody comes by and picks me up and takes me. Because I don't trust everybody, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, I used to ride the county bus, but